You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests today are Ernest Briggs. Hello, Ernest.
Hello, it's nice to meet you.
You as well. Lily Odekirk. Hey, Lily.
Hey, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
And Leslie Ishii. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. You're all here today representing Perseverance Theater, and we're going to talk about STAR 2020, STAR's Perseverance Theater's summer camp. And we've already talked to Lily Odekirk a few times on the show about how it pivoted to an online platform, and now the program is coming to an end. And I'm excited because right after this interview, the rest of today's show will be dedicated to the students' work. But before we get to that, I want to hear more about how it came to be. So, Ernest, I'd like to begin with you. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us how you were involved with STAR?
Sure. My name is Ernest Briggs. I want to say bonjour, Anine, to all of my relatives and all of my fellow people out there in the community. I'm actually from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and where I'm the artistic director of Turtle Theater Collective here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I also work professionally as an actor, director, writer, voiceover artist, pretty much done just about everything under the spectrum. And I actually worked with Leslie Ishii on a play here just this last March. And Leslie recommended me to come in and work with the students on play development, creating radio plays, as well as actually teaching them voiceover techniques as well for doing a radio play. Both things that I've got a lot of experience doing. And yeah, I leapt at the chance to do it and work at Perseverance Theater.
Yeah, it sounds like you were the right person for the job.
Hope so.
Leslie Ishii, your turn next. You're the artistic director at Perseverance Theater. And what was your role in this summer's theater camp?
Oh, thank you, Shelley. I'm always so grateful to be here on Tlingit Atni of the Occoquan and Tahkuan, where Perseverance Theater serves the communities the best we can and continue to grow that way. You know, I feel so grateful that I get to be in the room supporting Lily's leadership as our program manager for arts education here at Perseverance Theater. And so I get to be a technician. I get to support the way Zoom works and support the students to do their best. Sometimes I chat with them in the chat box. And it's a real honor to actually also support Erin Tripp's leadership. She's our director for Spirit of the Valley. This is Frank Koshkatas's play for young audiences. So I'm a technician getting to listen and support my leaders at Perseverance Theater. It's been a real joy.
That's great to hear. I know that joy is in short supply sometimes these days.
So,
sounds like you're making the most of it. Lily, on to you. Tell us a little bit about how the vision of STAR changed from the start, even from after the time you knew it was all going to go onto an online platform.
Absolutely. So digital theater is such a new, exciting, innovative platform. And when we started to create this program for the summer, we knew that we wanted to create something that couldn't be done on the stage, that wasn't just a watered-down version of what we typically do every summer. So immediately that already automatically changed the programming. And since then, it's been really exciting because everything is online, because students are operating their own technology and in a sense becoming their own producers, their own lighting designers, etc. It really has increased the level of agency and autonomy that the students play in the programming, which has been really, really exciting for me to see. So as we've been working, even these last 3 weeks of the program, the programming has changed based on the students' needs, the students' desires. The plays we're about to hear are part of one of our three programs, our radio play program, which, as Ernest mentioned, Ernest led along with support from Montana Cypress and Ed Littlefield. And so the students wrote all these pieces. They wrote them, they created Foley for them, the sounds that you hear. And so the students were really driving the show in some ways. So that's been really exciting to see and has required flexibility.
No doubt, no doubt. Ernest, what can you share about the students themselves? What was it like to work with them?
You know, it was a joy. You know, you were talking a little bit about this idea of working online. This has been a new sort of adjustment for me as an acting teacher as well, because before this, I was just teaching classes at the Guthrie, and then sort of partway through, we had to switch to working, teaching classes online as well via Zoom. And I've actually really enjoyed this process a lot more, especially with the students, because I think their confidence level and their abilities, but also just their degree with how much they use technology has actually helped them a lot with doing this. And they're always game to jump in and just try new things out. I think they're just really happy to actually be engaging in an artistic process, to be honest with you. And they've just been a lot of fun, a lot of joy. You know, I think some teachers talk about how some students are difficult to work with. I can honestly tell you, I don't have any issues with my students. They just want to do more work. We take breaks every once in a while, but they always want to get back early and get back to writing or get back to like talking about what else haven't we learned about voiceover yet. They're a great group of students. I also want to add, I want to thank Lily as well, because she's also been my technology person that's helped me a lot with this process as well. So along with Montana and Ed.
Ernest, do you think that your students will continue to participate in theater and the creative arts beyond this?
Oh, I definitely think they will. I think we've got a lot of really great young writers coming out of this program, which I think will be great. And my goal at the end of this was always to, the plays that you're about to hear, you're only going to hear about maybe a 7-minute clip of them. Some of them are a great deal longer. Some of them are about 18 minutes to 20 minutes. But for the time frame, we had to cut them down a little bit. So you're going to hear probably some of the best parts of the plays, but they're longer. But I always told the students, my goal at the end of this is that you have a play that you can take with you, and you can either continue to sort of develop with the notes that we provide you with in workshop and feedback, or, you know, you'll, at the end of the day, you just have a play that you can take to another theater or in some other prospect. And then my other goal was to have them have tools for voiceover as well, so that if they ever want to go into radio, or they want to go into just do acting on radio, because there's other communities I know that do that a little bit more than right here in the Twin Cities. So I just wanted them to be prepared to go out and enjoy life. And a lot of them, I know this isn't going to be the only thing they ever write. A lot of them have a lot of other ideas, and I'm really excited to see what they do with it.
Oh, that's exciting for me as well. They say necessity is the mother of invention. Here at KTOO, we've certainly implemented a number of what I like to call COVID compromises. Did you guys see anything like that come out of this this totally new and different version of STAR? Leslie, I'll start with you. You'll all get a chance to answer.
Absolutely. You know, this has been such an opportunity to discover, like you said, these compromises, but certainly they're silver linings. For instance, we also, beautifully so, we serve the Anchorage communities on Dena'ina, the land of the Dena'ina peoples, and we have been able to include students from all throughout Alaska, and some from the lower 48, because we're virtual, where usually it's who can be with us in person, for sure, or being able to bring Ernest onto our faculty. I don't know if he could have flown here with his family for as many weeks, you know. So it's been really tremendous to be able to have wider reach, make this available to students throughout Alaska. But also we have teaching artists from Anchorage as well. So they may not have been available to leave their lives there and come to Juneau for part of the summer. So this is the virtual platform has really created more accessibility. And our elders and our families being sheltered in place will be able to take part by coming and joining us for the show, basically, you know, where they might not have been able to in person, just if they aren't able to get out and about. So there's so many accessibility silver linings in how we have shifted to this virtual platform.
That what you said about the elders being able to join is really heartwarming.
Yeah.
Lily,
yeah.
How about you? Did you see anything really, any inspiring innovations that came out of this, some of this, these changes?
Absolutely. I really want to echo what Leslie has said. It's been such a joy and an honor to work with students all across Alaska, across the country, and also to welcome teaching artists from across Alaska and from across the country. It's really inspiring. And the empowerment that I think working on a virtual power, working on a virtual platform can create for students has been really exciting to see. I find there are moments in the classroom where students are teaching me how to use technology. Students are sharing their own screens. So it really, it feels like the power in the room is much more equal and shared. And I really, really appreciate that. So that's been a really exciting thing to see across this virtual platform.
Ernest, what was the most creative workaround you saw come out of their group work, their interactions?
You know, I got to be honest with you. When Lily and Leslie asked me to teach this class, I will be honest, as a teacher, I'm mostly used to doing hands-on learning in a classroom with other acting students and with everybody else all at once. But this has been like a learning curve for me as well. But there's so much that Zoom can do, and just working in this format, you know, like when we decided to break them off into writing groups and they decided they wanted to work with these students or these students, like we found a way, Zoom has a way to do that, which was one of the things that really helped. And then just learning that there are people who live right where I'm at right now in the Midwest, working with somebody in Alaska right now, which is not something that would actually happen. That's one of the most creative things that and they wrote a play together. That's a very interesting thing to see. Somebody who lives in Alaska and somebody who lives in the Midwest where I'm at, 3-hour time difference. And they wrote a play together, and it's a very, very interesting and fun play. And it's just interesting to see that, because those are connections that would never happen, I think, if the class was probably held in a regular format. Unless we pulled that person from the Midwest and, as Leslie said, flew them all the way to Alaska. So, you know, and that's also a possibility too, if you ever want to do that. But just in this format, it's amazing that you can do that. You can co-write a play with a friend, you know, get together, who lives like 3,000 miles away. I think that's an amazing feat. And I'm really happy to have been a part of that.
Yeah, almost like a very modernized version of pen pals.
Yeah, definitely.
Instant pen pals. Lily, everyone, are you guys excited about the production's radio debut coming up in just a few minutes? And are the students planning to listen?
I am so excited to hear them on the radio, and I know that the students can't wait. So I'm really looking forward to the whole Juno community and beyond getting to listen to these plays. They're really special.
Ernest, go ahead.
I can personally attest every one of the students is excited to hear themselves on the radio in their final productions of these plays that they have written and they're performing in. And I know that they're excited to have their families and everybody else listen to it as well. So.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Yes, I would add that, you know, when Lily and I first brainstormed about the voice of a young person, we were just thrilled at the idea that maybe K2 will partner with us. How wonderful to empower our young people to have a voice on the radio where it can be broadcast out, share their creativity. So I'm just over the moon about their excitement, and that the community throughout Alaska and the lower 48 will be able to hear the voices, the stories of these young people. It's just, we don't hear young people enough. You know, it's easy for us adults to be on the radio or certainly be in most of the plays on the stage. So getting to really make space and give the platform to our young people is exciting to me, and something that I look forward to providing more at Perseverance Theater.
Yeah, I've loved the idea, the concept of this from the start. There's just that kind of old-timey element about it, hearing a play on the radio that excited me from the beginning. As you might guess, I'm a huge fan of radio, but also every year I interview Perseverance Theater about the STAR program, and the students too usually, and every year I never make it to the production, so this year I can't miss it. And I'm really, really looking forward to hearing it. So thank you, everyone, so much for speaking with me today. And up next, we will hear the work itself. So Ernest, you get the last word today. Would you please do the honors of introducing this production and the players?
Certainly. So this is the final production of our radio play and voiceover class. What you'll be hearing first is Cobra, written by Freya and Sadie. We'll next be hearing Untitled, written by Hazel and Paige. You will then be hearing The Adventure, written by Kat and Amelia. And then finally, you will also be hearing the Slackers play, which which is actually written by four members of our ensemble, Seth, Finn, Alec, and Cadence. And these are the ensemble that you'll be hearing in the voice, doing the voiceover work on the radio. Amelia, Seth, Kira, Paige, Alec, Sadie, Hazel, Eva, Sienna, Finn, Kat, Cadence, and Freya. They will be playing close to 45 characters. Everybody plays more than one as well. So you might be surprised if you hear a different voice in a different way.
Thanks again, everybody, for speaking with me today. And looking forward to hearing the play coming up next.